$37.50 for expert. Same hours using a billable rate for payroll is going to be $32.19 to keep those in comparison. We'll also add $1,000 for our server. That's a one-time fee. So after the next year, our upfront cost, of course, will be $42.19, but then in the next year after service is only going to be back down to $32.19 or whatever hours run. So they're going to be a billable rate. Could be up or down depending on how much time we put into it.
Okay, so where does the cost, when we start making all these changes to our website and trying new and different things, where does that cost come in? That just increases the total number of hours under the web hosting updates section, and we're paying for more billable time?
Correct. It could go from $32.19 up to $3,000, you know, $4,000. It's going to be based on the hours there that we actually incur with them. It may be that some of these updates we can do in our departments once they give us an indication so that they wouldn't actually fall back on the cable helping us out with them. It would be just a lug file.
Right.
And so that is just a conversion over, and that's going to be a one-time cost to do that and the maintenance afterwards. We don't know at one point in expert came on board, did we have this at that same point, too? Did we have to pay all that out? We don't know. I mean, we can go back that far and find out. But, you know, the efficiency and everything to us kind of outweighs the bump that we're going to have for the whole hurdle of paying for the migration and the server to get what we want to do for both our website and our email. Hopefully we can justify that by, you know, the new service that we're going to add and the efficiency, the security of having the email on the website on its own server. So
I don't see a lot of savings by making this change. Correct me if I'm wrong. So what you're asking is, please let us continue to pay the same amount we've been paying, but we'll gain some advantages, quicker changes, more efficient.
The other expert bills us for that, do they not?
Everything
they do.
And a minimum of half an hour.
Start if we approve this today.
And we have to be Christmas and New Year's work with what they've given us and kind of work out some of the things that they need to take care of. We're up and running in January.
Let me expose my ignorance just a little bit. I don't want to show you too much, but why would, and I, you know, I understand the web hosting. But as far as email hosting, why is it not preferable just to go out and get Gmail for everybody?
You can. A lot of it is professional things, security.
You're also contacting.
As far as the sheriff of the law agency, they will be sending a new
Makes a lot of sense, yeah. Just a thought. Gmail's free.
Any other questions? Anything else you want to discuss or know more about?
Does IT have a set recommendation?
As far as the options?
Yeah.
As a group, probably not. If I was going with it, I'd go with option two. So that would give us a savings in the long run after annual cost are of about $700 annually after that. And that's just an estimated savings.
And then we can read when the contract comes back up, or, you know, we can refigure what we need to do. The option two is not.
We switch over from expert, and I've got 3 years of blogging on what I've done on Precinct 1. I won't lose that data, correct? It will migrate. And I'll still continue to be able to blog. I'd like to make the motion that we act on option two, which is the recommendation of the IT committee for the county's email and web hosting.
How would we transition this billing during the month of December? And as far as expert, they'll just stop their hourly billing. Think they've got a pretty good idea this is coming. There goes my Super Bowl tickets.
I mean our Super Bowl tickets.
All right. I'd like to get this going quick as we can, but I'll entertain a motion.
I made that motion.
I'll second.
Option one or option two?
Two.
Okay.
Was a recommendation.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs that we hire or turn the email hosting service and web hosting service over to KBRO under the terms of option two. And I have a second by Commissioner Hockaday. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, it's unanimous. All right, thank you, IT committee, and thanks for getting this done. It's been a while coming.
I have one more thing.
Okay.
Just real brief. I would like to do a monthly newsletter from the IT committee on something like this that would go out to each department head so they know what action you have taken as far as our recommendations. On that newsletter, I kind of like to do maybe some ideas that we might want some feedback on and some little tech
Something in
tips.
Print. You're talking
yes.
about printed out. Okay.
Yes. And I wanted to make sure that would be okay from each of you to do that.
Sure. That certainly provides a good idea.
Great.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, item number 7, consider and respond to correspondence from Travelers Insurance Risk Control regarding their recommendations for auto and property coverage. I just chose this time to go over some recommendations. We have, as you know, new coverage with CAPS Insurance, and they're good about sending out a new risk control expert. And I have received some information from him, which I've put in your office, and he's given us basically three recommendations, or three different areas. One is fire detection system, and these are recommendations. They're not saying that in order for us to continue to cover you, you have to do this, but it's their job to give us ideas where they see weaknesses. And having been with other companies where this list was 4 pages long, I'm pleased that this one is relatively short. But item number one is fire detection system in our courthouse. We obviously have a fire detection system in the courthouse, but it doesn't cover every single square foot of the courthouse. He's saying in order to promptly notify the fire department, an approved fire detection system should be installed. Now, at the time he made this inspection, we had a red tag on our fire detection system, and I have seen an expense come through where we paid for somebody to service that. Anybody happen to know if that red tag has been removed and if we're cleared for fire detection service? I need to check on that. But he's just saying that we need to have a more extensive fire alarm system here within the courthouse that would cover everything. That's item number one. Item number two, and this is where it'll bring Sheriff's Department and commissioners into play, commercial driver qualification files to assist in retaining well-qualified drivers and to comply with DOT requirements. Driver qualification files should be maintained, and in their employment application, documented responses to reference checks, motor vehicle reports for all states. There's a list of several other things, and I don't know how strict you are typically on requiring information that would give you a better idea of how safe or unsafe of a driver that you have hired, but we certainly want to have somebody there that does not have poor driver performance. And that goes into item number three, motor vehicle records, and they're basically saying we should keep tabs on all of our drivers and make sure that we are notified with information from motor vehicle records. He's saying every 3 years, but I think this information is available and could be gotten by the Sheriff's Department for us, hopefully, that would show up tickets, convictions for DWI, refusals to take blood alcohol tests, reckless driving, anything that would be indicative that we've got a driver who maybe shouldn't be driving for the county. And so again, we don't have to make, there's no action to be taken here. I just wanted you to be aware of this and let it be a reminder as it affects people that you hire or that you continue to employ, taking some extra time to look into their driving records and make sure that they have the appropriate qualifications on file as it relates to like their
CDL. One concern
CDL.
I have is about doing this in retrospect, making this retroactive, because you may have an employee that's been with the county for 10 years that has been a safe driver, but somewhere in his past he may have a DUI that prevents him from having a CDL. But yet, that's 20 years ago. It might be more appropriate if implement this based on people who we do hire.
Well, whether or not he's got a CDL in his previous history, that's not really a decision for us to make. I mean, he could potentially lose that CDL with a DWI conviction that has nothing to do with a decision we make.
And it kind of, in a sense, it does. We require all of our drivers to have a CDL license.
Yeah. And their CDL, they can mess up their own CDL
right
with a DWI, and that wouldn't come down to us deciding we're denying you that CDL.
Right.
I mean, that's left to that decision is left up to people in a lot higher places than we are.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, anytime a new auto policy is taken on by an insurance company, I would imagine that we had to provide them with lists of drivers.
I would think, yes.
We always have.
I mean, any other business that I've been in. And I don't think that there's anything glaring that we need to do. Again, I just wanted you to be aware of that correspondence that he had with us. As far as the fire detection system, that's the one that I was interested in. I asked him, are you expecting us to upgrade this system so that we are in full compliance? He said, no, that's not what I expect. It would be a good idea. We're just obligated to give you recommendations where we see them. So again, this is a relatively short list. I'm very pleased that this is all the recommendation that he had for us. Any questions or further comments?
I've not been faced with that, probably so, because I've had one and I hired for four and got a handbook. Several years ago, and I told him, you know, if he couldn't drive the truck, I couldn't. You know, there were two choices. He could go with everything.
He couldn't legally drive it.
Yeah, you know, because he had to do that. So I let him go.
All right. Again, no action required on that. Moving on to the next item here, travel requests, and I only have one. This is from the sheriff. He is requesting that Brandon Fulcher be allowed to go to a free dispatcher course, which happened to have been last week. So I guess he's asking for forgiveness here. This course is required to operate TCIC, NCIC, and have full access, but that was a free course that was provided to Brandon last week. And that's all I have. So if you'd like to approve Mr. Fulcher to attend that course, that would be the only item we have related to travel. Okay, motion by Commissioner Hockaday, second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of the approval of this one request, say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. All right, item number 9, approve oral and written reports of our officials.
$76,000, that is in the bank. Is this seized? CCDA, is that the stuff that's in limbo?
Yes. Wait, yes.
But it potentially could go to 055 once it's
good.
Released.
Normally, even if we get it, we just get a portion of it.
Right.
A lot of people
do
the same.
Got it.
It's actually been forwarded.
But that's what feeds 055.
That's right. That's what feeds.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of these reports, say aye. All right, thank you. All right, next item is our treasurer's report.
second with this whole loop disbursement of our accumulated funds, designated funds? I mean, you'll be getting bills for materials this month.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we got enough to start with.
But we got the systems in place, I mean, pay orders, I mean, the oversight, all that stuff.
I'm assuming all that's money the same way it's been on the back, so it's not reviewing. I'm not going back through.
My understanding, when I was at TxDOT, they, all those invoices that go through them, they approve them back through the.
Same way up to this point.
So actually, three people vet those invoices before we ever get them. That would be Pate, that would be TxDOT, that would be the city of Mount Pleasant, and then us, correct?
That's my understanding of down there too.
That ought to be enough oversight, you'd think.
You'd think it would be.
I matched up with what they say is in budget, but other than that, I don't do it any. I'm just keeping score. We're supposed to be reviewing invoices, making sure they're proper, definitely proper, work action done.
And all kind of work orders, any kind of change orders, that's to go through the federal, that goes through the Federal Highway Administration.
We get all change orders here, don't we?
I know, but if those things, if there's a change order, they have to approve it.
Right, ultimately, they come to us.
Comes to them first, it's got to go to the Federal Highway Administration first, and then it comes back to TxDOT and then to us. But it's got to go through all that, make that step first.
Our office is just a check.
Carl, don't sandbag me on that.
I'm not going to approve the treasurer.
Second.
All right, motion by Commissioner Hockaday, second by Commissioner Hinton for approval of our treasurer's report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Give me your signatures there on that form for Cheryl. Number 11.
At some point, we'll have the issue.
Led Moore, he'll determine that, you and him together.
We'll do that, I think probably, if he explains the issue, we'll get the issue. Some issue, he already has it, he knows about the interest.
I was just making a comment because the activity will be picking up over the next.
There's 26 million in that right there.
I'm trying to do it in my mind, what's the time period of when we sold those, do we had the money before, when we sold the bonds? I was thinking, say that was less than 30 days or around 30 days or something.
Mainly all the paperwork they have to do,
So it's not going to be something we got to do tomorrow. I mean, when it comes in, when we have to do it, we can do it well.
All right, item number 11, approved budget amendments, do we have any?
Yes, sir, we have quite a few this time. At the end of the year, we can go through, do a review and clean up. First time we'll give you our two for this year, this is number three and number four. Then you just add items. And one of them, that contracts. I believe they put the $5,000, because that's what I had in there last year. So that came in, which we only put aside. These are for last year, number 25, through number 36. Take the time to do those, basically what that is.
Are you talking about, these are from October the 1st?
No, these are for September 30th.
That's to clean up last year's business.
We know we spent the money, but a lot of times, whether they go through the thing.
Oh, I see, it took you this long to get the stuff through the system before you realized you needed a budget.
No, I knew they were there, I just didn't want to amend it 15 times. Like, on the, for instance, on the fire department, I estimate like $6,000 in another one for every department. Some of them run over that, they've been over it since May. We're paying for the runs anyway, we know you should be going through every month and changing the budget. I just wasn't
Is there anything in here that we should look at individually for discussion? These all pretty, all clean up.
It's money already spent, everybody's aware of it.
Most of them we've already seen in our report over here.
Or when we're looking at budgets, you know, that would be on the budget.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, second by Commissioner Hinton for approval of budget amendments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, item number 12, signed pay orders and approved payments.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Hockaday. All those in favor paying the bills say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, closing comments. Start on my right, Commissioner Boggs.
Nothing to report today.
Commissioner Fields?
Well, I asked Don this a while ago about the job there that they're having. I think it's at 40% of paper. I think it's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
It's where?
It's
Hampton
tomorrow?
Inn. Hampton Inn.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a truck for operators.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Mike makes a very good point that this is an opportunity for a lot of people in Titus County to go to work.
Okay. Of course, burn bans lifted throughout the county, throughout the city. Grateful for the rain. Grateful that we did not run into any problems while we were.
There was lots of burning
either
going
under
on.
Or, yeah, lots of burning
I went
going
down through part of my county and it looked like a whole part of smoky.
They think they can see it from space.
Huh?
No, probably not.
I've caught a lot of grief over that comment.
All right, Commissioner Hinton.
Yes, I've got a couple of things. This Thursday, December 15th, at the Horse Bluff Administration Building, from 4:30 to 7, they're going to be a viewing of the plans for the turning lanes out there at school.
Work for which will begin about a year and a half from now toward the end of the 2012-13 school year.
Correct.
It takes
correct
a year and a half.
So hopefully get started May 30th of 2013.
And then I also like to report that all county road hands and commissioners have finished their NEM certification for the IS 100, 200, 700s. We're all certified for that.
Good job.
And then the commissioners have a year to complete the IS 300 and 400 tests that we have to go with.
Just remember those courses aren't offered at any time you want them. It takes some planning. There is some available in Paris in January if you want to consider that.
Mike, did you ever talk to Larry about that?
I was going to give it to Philip. I said Larry and see if he would present one here.
I thought we need to because I'm not going to Paris in a week.
A week?
It takes 5 days to do that. You have to go every day?
The 300 is 2 days, ridiculous. And the 400
I'm
is
telling
four
you
days. 3 days.
They get a little carried
one's
away.
Two days, 1 3 days.
I just feel the subject.
All right.
Well, another thing I want Phil to talk about is about the turning lanes.
Right. It's been set aside for.
Is this 03, 02 or something?
Okay.
02, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Hockaday, anything?
I don't have anything, Judge. Thank you.
All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Commissioner Hockaday and Commissioner Fields, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you,
like
everyone.
Go. A week worth of training. I don't know. You know, like, there's nothing else we got to do. I guess they
the way you get
okay, I've got probate, I think, starting at 11. If you'll just keep an eye on the door. Yes, yes. Yes, ma'am. Well, actually, we'll probably, depending upon how many folks, we may just go in there in my office. Normally, this room's not nice and warmed up, but it is now. So make yourself at home for 10 minutes, and we may move on in there. Okay.
They're talking about some more rain, and they just come off of that.
It's clear.